Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Tuesday morning, episode 227. Clark's wondering why I'm laughing. Talking about Korean Baseball League, these guys are going to be the next stars on the planet. The Korean Baseball League regular season pro baseball opened this morning, and I'm asking you to pick your teams. There's 10 teams. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, he's going with the Twins. He says they're going to kick the Wyverns' butt. We now have Korean baseball trash talk going on the Rod Peterson Show. I'm going to tell you this. You better get with it and pick a team and start following the league because we're going to be talking about it every day.
Yeah.
So it goes for all you guys. Dubes thinks just the baseball people are going to be interested. I don't. A lot of people tuned in for the NFL draft that didn't care. A lot of people tuned in for the CFL draft that didn't care. Just for something to do. We're watching a damn video game of junior hockey, Darren.
I know.
They're going to be stars, the Korean Baseball League. You wait. And they're not just Koreans, by the way. A lot of former major leaguers, a lot of North Americans in it.
Who did Dan Ukrainitz say? Andrew Albers, the pitcher from North Battleford.
The Tigers.
Is that the Tigers?
Said he pitched for the Tigers. These are good. They're not Rudy Poos.
That's my team.
They're not Morley boys. You're picking the Tigers?
Yeah.
Mine are the Wyverns. Craig Smith is going with the Twins. Who's yours, Clark? Here's Dan Ukrainitz. North Battleford's Andrew Albers played for the Eagles.
Hanwha Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. Okay. Sorry. So that's your chair.
That's my team. That.
By the way, can you put the comment up from Jason in Red Deer? He wanted to know if we're following the Tiger King movie. Not sure if I missed the talk about it yesterday, but how do you like the chatter about Nicolas Cage playing Joe Exotic in the new series? I don't like it at all, and here's why. What the hell do we need a dramatization for? We watched the real story already.
Mm-hmm.
This smacks of opportunism by Nicolas Cage and movie producers. Who needs to watch the movie of Joe Exotic, The Tiger King's Life? We saw it. It's one of the greatest, most fascinating cautionary tales of all time.
Yeah.
The guy kept 227 tigers on his land. And then he ends up in a cage for the rest of his life. Ta-da! It's unbelievable. What do we need to watch a movie for?
We know how it ends.
Nicolas Cage, stick to retirement. Stick to retirement. We know how it ends. You're right. Jason goes on to say, I would personally rather watch Carol Baskin than Nicolas Cage. Who plays Carol Baskin? Goldie Hawn. Google her. You guys don't even know who she is.
No. I've got to... Hang on.
Man. Poll question today for Capital Auto Mall. Universal Collision Center.
Yeah.
Let me call it up. Who more deserves federal funding? The CBC or the CFL? 85% of you saying the CFL does. Neil Shuchuk, watching in Northern Alberta, had a comment, but it slid off the screen. We're getting so many comments, I can't keep up. Devin Ferner's watching. He says, I feel the same way about watching Moneyball. I don't know. I know what you're saying. We all watched the Oakland A's under Billy Bean back in the early 90s and watched them grow. So what do we need to see a movie about it for? I get it.
But we didn't know what was going on. And really,
yeah, behind the scenes. Yeah.
It was more about how it was built. That's why they just skipped over the end of that season. Oh, that they lost. You know, like that wasn't part of the story, them losing or how they did in the, you know, at the end. It was more about building that system. What would you do with Joe? The only way I think the Joe Exotic thing works, and I'm thinking about it now, is like a sitcom. If it was a television show and little hijinks, little mini storylines throughout, you know, not the big life story, but... If it was a sitcom or a cartoon, that might be okay. Like Family Guy.
Oh, my God.
That darn Carol.
This is my favorite. That bitch, Carol Baskin. This is my favorite time when the viewers chime in with stupid. Like, for instance, Jason in Red Deer says, who plays his first husband with two teeth? Zach Cassian. He's not doing anything else. Somebody wrote in, Chuba Hubbard. Chuba Hubbard, the Great Western sales rep who came in and dropped off all this Great Western gear last week, says that's why he didn't watch Titanic. He knew how it ended. By the way, on the Moneyball thing, does it really work? They didn't win a championship or even get to the World Series. When you were watching the movie with Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt, were you not thinking, because I do know how it ends, we all know how it ends, was it even really successful? Yeah. It was just another way to look at player personnel.
It's, you know, it's not the only way. And that's, I think that's what it showed, is it's not the only way. But when you can take a team that's running on a $30 million payroll and will never
and make
be
them
able
competitive.
To spend and
yeah.
make them competitive and win games, that it balances out over time. But it's tough, too, because not just having guys in there in the numbers, it's the manager has to actually play the guys that way, too. And the players have to understand it. And everybody's got to be on the same page. There's definitely more than one way to do it, though. And that's what that movie told me.
Clark pointing out, as stated in the movie, nothing matters unless you win the last game of the season. So there's no real proof in sports that the Moneyball strategy even works other than getting more with less.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It basically using numbers to equate salaries. There's nothing saying that it works. Buying the best team, by the way, is still the best way to do it.
That works.
That works. Ask the New York Yankees. Ask the 2013 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Yep. Right? It happens.
Yeah.
Shamad Chambers, we're just awaiting Shamad Chambers. For those that don't know, Toronto kid, 6'3", 220. First round pick, 6th overall by the Edmonton Eskimos in 2012. He played with the Esks for 4 years, 2012 to 2015. Came to the Rough Riders in 2016, signed as a free agent by Chris Jones. Played with the Eskimos again in 2017, and then spent part of 17, 18, 19 with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Won a Grey Cup with the Edmonton Eskimos in 2015. Boys, let me know when Shamad Chambers is ready. I will say this. Our intern, Alan Lee, by the way, the Asian sensation, writes in, trust the process, 76ers. They've been saying that for 100 years. Trust the process. 76ers, they still have a team in Philly in the NBA?
That's the most bogus line ever.
Trust the process.
But although I believe in that, because you got a vision. And
I believe it. I've come to believe it.
Nobody else really believes in your vision. But unless you're showing results, it's hard for other people to trust the process. You know, you can say trust the process. But if things aren't working out for you ever, sometimes it's hard. Then it becomes really difficult.
Again, awaiting Shamad Chambers, but my mind's racing. Couple things. One, watching The Last Dance last night, you had the little germ of a GM, Jerry Krause, just saying it again. Organizations win champion. Organizations. Yeah, we got a great team, but organizations win. Shut up, you little puke. What have you ever done? I think the biggest problem there, and by the way, what has he ever done? He won 5 NBA titles. I take that back. But the players did. But Michael Jordan just absolutely abuses him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mercilessly teases him. That's why he got rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He bullied him, and which he probably shouldn't have
done. Well, if Michael's going to leave out to the end of this year, then Michael's going to leave.
Right.
Whatever. No, you're probably knees are shaking, and you're probably a little bit worried that
folks,
Michael's going to leave.
I can't believe so many people I talk to in sports. I'm like, have you watched The Last Dance? Oh, I'm saving it. They all say, I'm waiting till they're all dropped. Why? You're missing out on so much. What else do you have to do?
Yeah.
But in 92, the Bulls beat the Pistons in the Eastern Final. They're flying back from Detroit. Folks, you got to see it. They're partying on the team plane. It's a party. Believe me, I've seen it happen. It happens. And Jerry Krause, the GM's like partying, he's limboing, he's got a drink in each hand. And Michael Jordan's like, sit down, Jerry. And everybody laughs. You don't have, like, he's bullying him. No wonder he ran him out of town.
Yeah.
But beyond that, couple things. Shamad Chambers is ready. Jorgen Hughes writes in, the Rider Long Snapper says, thanks again, Roddy. Love the show. Hair looks great as well, Darren. You probably don't want a WHL season because the second Connor Bedard shows up, you've got the second best flow in the city.
I know.
The one show, there's a few shows, but every time it comes on cable, I watch it. Moneyball's one. Probably seen it 14 times. Fletch,
Probably seen 48 times. Is there a movie that you just got to stop and watch it, even though you've seen it already because it's on? Oh, think about that.
I will.
And maybe that's where we'll open up with Shamad Chambers, who joins us, CFL veteran, Grey Cup champion, joining us from the T-Dot, I assume. Good morning, Shamad. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Are you in Toronto?
Yes, I am. I'm in Toronto right now.
I have a litany of questions for you, Shamad, but let's start there. You're flipping all through right. cable.
Let's go.
What is the one movie that if it's on, you watch it no matter how many times that you've seen it?
Rush Hour 2.
100%. Oh, really? Left field.
I think right now it's a good laugh is important, right? So, you know, Rush Hour 2 definitely be great.
When you bust out with a laugh, does it ever feel good right now? Like it physically feels good because you're so not used to it.
It feels amazing, especially when the sun's shining as well. So, you know, here we've been getting a little bit of sun, so it's been pretty good.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, so can you take me through your life right now, Shamad, as you train and get ready for another CFL season? How is things in your family's life, your world on day 54, I believe, of the pandemic in North America?
I've been asking everybody what day it's been because it feels like it's been so long. I guess the CFL offseason, it's been longer for me this year than it's ever been in the past, definitely. But I think that, you know, being home with my family has been amazing. It's been, you know, I just had a new daughter in September and my first child, actually. And, you know, being around her for the amount of time that I have, it's been fun. And I wasn't expecting to be there every single minute of the day. I thought I would have been out working out a little bit more often. But, you know, I just try to get out, run, work out in the backyard and whatnot, and just spend my time with my family as much as possible.
That's good. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Jorgen Hughes kind of mentioned it last hour. Daron Carter, not so diplomatically, mentioned it a few weeks ago. The football players are kind of built for this, right? I mean, you look to how much you've moved around in your CFL career. You're kind of used to not knowing if you're going to work from year to year, right? So I guess mentally, I'm sure you're fine.
Yeah, you know, I think that when you're going through a football season, there's so many unknowns that can happen. Obviously, you can get hurt. There's different situations where you can get traded. You know, you can run into a lot of different situations. So I think that it kind of builds you to be able to just go with the flow a little bit. And, you know, it's there's so many unknowns. And this is something that no one really knew that would actually end up happening. So, you know, for me, it's just staying calm and waiting for opportunity to come up. And when the opportunities come, you know, you just run with them as fast as you can. And, you know, football's taught a lot of us a lot of great lessons when it comes to life and different things along the line. So right now I'm just waiting for everything to pan itself out and go from there.
What is your contract status for 2020?
I'm a free agent. I'm a 31-year-old free agent right now. I think the league has definitely changed a lot, and there's obviously a lot of young guys coming into the league, and, you know, obviously being a new father and kind of going through injuries and whatnot, it's the question is for me right now, especially now that I have the time to think about it, is what's next. So, you know, I've been obviously, you know, putting myself in situations to use my skills outside of just running routes and catching footballs. Obviously, I want to put myself in a situation where I can do things once I'm done, because those days are coming very, very quickly. As you know, this pandemic is teaching us that, you know, life can flip upside down right away. So, you know, right now it's, you know, taking it day by day and just going through and talking to family about what I should be doing next and how I should be going about it.
Shamad, I probably have 67 questions for you, but the one main one is this. You famously held out in 2012,
yes,
after being drafted by the Edmonton Eskimos, and you know pro football. This was the word in the league. Who the hell does he think he is? Holding out, mm-hmm, right? So looking back, was it a good decision or not?
I mean, looking back now, it wasn't a bad decision. I missed rookie camp, and I heard rookie camp was terrible. So I'm kind of happy that I missed that. I think it... You have to stand your ground. You know, my agent's been a phenomenal agent for me over the course of the last 8 years. He's shown a lot of respect and loyalty to my career, and he, you know, he felt like there was a stance where I should hold out. And I think another thing that a lot of people don't really know about that is I was waiting to see if there was an NFL opportunity, and you know, you're going to hold on to that opportunity as long as you possibly can. And, you know, the negotiations, it is what it is. You know, I was a young Canadian rookie kid. You're going to throw anything at them and see what happens. So, you know, it taught me a lot about the business, and I'd never held out again. So it was pretty cool.
Well, it's been a bit of a revolving door in Edmonton since. I want to say, who was running the show there in 2012? Was it Tillman? Who were you dealing with?
I was dealing with Eric Tillman, and Ed Hervey at the time was the head scout. So I was really speaking with both of them. It's funny because I think that this was before social media, which is crazy. I feel old just saying that, but there was a lot of communication going back and forth between my representation and Eric, and it didn't seem like it was going too well. And it's funny because when I went back to Edmonton in 17, he ended up trading for me to come to Hamilton. So, you know, obviously that was water under the bridge. So, and you know, he was obviously the first person to support me as well after when everything happened with Hamilton after the fact. He was literally the first person to call me to ask if he can do anything to help me out. Just let him know. So, you know, things happen.
Well, of course. Well, look, those are two guys I know really well, and Eric Tillman and Ed Hervey. There's what I know about them. One, they know talent, so they knew how good you are. Two, they don't like when you play hardball with them. So I can just imagine how that went. Now, having said that, you won a championship with the Esks in 2015, and then Chris Jones signed you here in 2016. So can you talk a little bit about what Chris Jones did for your career?
I mean, there was a conversation, and it won't be too much of a detail in conversation in 15, I think that, you know, I was coming off of an injury and a little bit frustrated because I wanted to be more a part of the team like I was the year before. But obviously, we had so much talent in 15 on offense. Darrell Walker, Kenny Stafford, Adarius Bowman. Obviously, we were being led by Mike Riley. Our Canadian depth was amazing. We had Devin Bailey at the time, Nate Kuhorn, Corey Watson, and we were just stacked. So it ended up being a situation where, you know, we won a championship, and when you are around that, you want to continue that. And I think when the phone call came in at noon right away, when free agency hit after in 16, Coach Jones has said, you know, we're going to win, so you might as well just come over and play with us. So I actually waited. It's funny. I actually waited until the following day. I was like, okay, I'm going to come. And I waited until the following day because I was like, I don't know how much of a fit because, you know, I'm coming from Toronto and going to Regina, how is he going to feel? And you know what? Like it was a fun experience. It was a tough year, but it was an amazing experience to be able to be in Saskatchewan playing for that team. And like the fans are incredible.
Well, once a rider, always a rider. People here haven't forgotten you at all, Shamah. But you've had a very colorful, decorated career, as I say. And let me say this before I let you go. Well, two things. One, you put on Twitter the other day, if you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? What was the most interesting response you had from people?
One person said that I probably wouldn't have that knee surgery that I got in 07. It's a trainer out in Pittsburgh that I met through my trainer, Andy O'Brien. And I was like, damn, I was responding to people and just asking like, hey, like that's pretty good. But then when he said that, I didn't really know what to say to him. So I was just like, yeah, you're probably just right. I'm just going to leave it at that because you're probably not happy with the knee injury. So, you know, that's definitely probably the one response that kind of caught me off guard.
Right. And lastly, Shamah, because of your dealings with GMs and so forth, have you considered sticking in football past your career, whether it be in the agent game or even coaching? Because obviously you've got a lot to offer younger kids.
I think for me personally, especially the, you know, what we're going through right now and stuff like that with the league, you know, Canadian football has played a big role in my life, a massive role in my life. There's points in my life where I didn't really have a direction and I just played football. And I met so many coaches through those situations that really changed my life and helped me. And I met a lot of my friends that I still communicate to this day. I would like to be a part of the game. I think that, you know, for me coming through the ranks of Canadian football, I played football in Canada when I was in college, high school, and then obviously as a professional athlete, you know, being able to work with the league would be something that obviously would be fun. You know, I would like to see what it's like to be in the ops. You know what I mean? What does it mean to actually build a team and build a a franchise is something that would definitely be something that I'd want to do. Coaching, I don't know, just because of the amount of hours, you know, I want to have time with my family. So I think coaching is kind of, it's kind of crazy, especially when Coach Jones is saying he's getting to the stadium at 4 a.m. and not leaving till whenever time. I don't think that's something that I want to be doing after being a part of football for so long, but I definitely want to do something to build change and have kids that aspire to be a great Canadian athlete, just like I did, to come up in this game and help them develop their game.
I guess I just kind of meant even professional trainer for football type thing. There's so many guys that are doing it in the States now. There's a huge market for one-on-one coaching. I mean, not a position coach or so forth. Shamad, you're a charm. You will be successful no matter what. Hope to see you on the field sooner than later. Appreciate this, and let's keep in touch.
You too. Appreciate you, Rob. You take care.
CFL veteran Shamad Chambers joining us from Toronto today. We went a little long, but it was so good. That's why I did. But we got coming up the number two overall pick in this year's CFL draft, Dejan Brissett of the Argos. A lot of comments to get to from our viewers. When I said once a rider, always a rider, it seemed to have struck a chord with some people. I forget that we have fans from every team watching. Some of them didn't like that phrase.
It's true.
We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Rod and the Rodettes coming at you here. The Expendables. We don't use that term enough because we are the Expendables.
We haven't in a while.
We still feel that we are the Expendables, and it's so damn much fun.
Rod and the Rodettes. Okay.
You don't like that?
No, I could. I don't. I could get behind it.
The Rod Squad.
The Rod Squad.
Thomas Tank Abbott writing in from Estevan. He says, Rod, they hate us because they ain't us. Probably won't be a season, but as always, go Riders. I'm not ready yet to fully delve into the could you imagine a season without CFL football. But on a slow day, we could. Sports update before we dive into all this. Major League Baseball's average salary ahead of a postponed opening day remained around $4.4 million U.S. for a fifth straight season. The average stipend remained constant despite an offseason where Garrett Cole, Steven Strasburg, Anthony Rendon, and Christian Yelich all agreed to $200 million-plus deals. A German second division soccer club has put its entire squad in home isolation after a staff member tested positive for the coronavirus. It's the first confirmed case in the German league's second round of testing. Belgian soccer players and fans are engaging in a virtual wave to support healthcare workers and raise money for the Red Cross. Amid the pandemic, fans are being encouraged to upload short videos of themselves doing the wave up to June 13th. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's when Belgium was to play its first European Championship game. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner Vital Wild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page daily for their takeout menu. See you at Wendell's. What's today? Tuesday? Taco Tuesday. $13.99. I don't even need to look it up.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's
how perfect that lineup.
15 years ago today, the Regina Pats selected Colton Tubert with the number one overall pick. We were all there at the Saddle Dome in Calgary, and it was the first time that the first pick had been in attendance. That was exciting, spawned the start of a great time and a great career for Colton Tubert. We had a great time. I told you those stories. We drove out to Calgary to the draft myself. Dan, the disaster plaster, was working for Global at the time. Nathan Machine Gun Morrison, who was in the Pats office, Chris Hodges from CTV. They made it a really big deal. You may or may not remember.
That's very cool.
The comment from Nelson. Can you throw that up, Clark, by chance? The Eskimos have the same saying. And for a lot of players in both the Saskatchewan and Edmonton markets, they are a somebody. Unless you're Corey Holmes and become the mayor of your town, you can stick around a CFL community and punch your meal ticket if you had a solid career. I'm trying to remember, it was Darcy Tucker, I believe, I was talking to. I think it was Tucker. He was living in Denver, and he moved back to Toronto because he was a nobody in Denver. But when you play for the Leafs, you're Darcy Tucker.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
There's all those things to do. There's all those things to be invited to. The doors that open for you because you were a Toronto Maple Leaf. Who was Darcy Tucker in Denver, Colorado? Because it's Denver. You got to understand the sports landscape there. Nope. John Elway, different story. Von Miller, different story.
You had that in your column. You know, Dave Dickinson, Ryan Leaf, you know, in Montana. You know, it matters what you do. And, you know, that stuff matters. And, you know, I was thinking about that with Shamad Chambers to kind of change it a little bit. But, you know, you need to understand value when you're in the right situation and you're in the right place. And it kind of applies when he's in Edmonton. I mean, I remember he was such a star and they were doing so well and they won the Grey Cup. And when your contract comes up, you think you're worth more money and you can just go anywhere else. But it's not always the same situation. It's not always the same comfort level. It's like you or I moving to a new city and not knowing anybody. You're not the same star when you walk down the street when nobody knows who you are necessarily. And you might not, you know, have the same success. But also there's more value for the team for you staying too, because bringing somebody in new might not be the same fit, but yeah.
Producer Clark writes a note because he's a Leafs fan, as are you. There are some Leafs alumni who make $100,000 to $500,000 a year between speaking events, autograph sessions, and celebrity events. I don't think it's six figures, but you can make a nice living here in this province because of how big that the Rough Riders are.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You can, for sure. That matters. You have to think about all of those things, all of the endorsement deals, you know, different businesses. You think of all the guys that played with the Riders that are in the real estate game. I mean, it's literally a who's who of former stars with the team because they have a familiarity with the community. They already know people. Your marketing is happening for you. That stuff matters.
So interesting. Now we're getting into a fun talk. You guys tell me when Dijon Brissette is ready because I can talk about this all day. Colin in Ottawa says Darcy Tucker is not welcome in Ottawa. I thought it's because he walked out on a bar tab or something. Colin says he burned the sins every year in the playoffs early in the century. So I'll take the player's side on that and realize, what was he supposed to do? Call in sick? He was just doing his job. Now, I get sports fans hated guys. I was one of them. You know, Rider fans hated G. Roy Simon. They hated Anthony Calvillo. But deep down, you respected them, because they were just doing their job. And I've had those talks with the Tony Gabriels and some of these guys that have broken Rider fans' hearts. They were just doing their job. So maybe ease off the hate. And here's Jeff in Calgary. writes in, he says, does that once a rider, always a rider apply to Henry Burris? It absolutely does apply to Henry Burris. And what is one of the really cool things about this show and why, as Mike Benavides said, everybody's talking about it across the country is because it's so new. Henry didn't tell the truth why he left Saskatchewan because he was afraid. He was afraid of Roy Shivers. He was afraid of the Rider Nation. He was afraid of the backlash. And Henry Burris put up with all that crap for 8 to 10 years after he left just because he was afraid. And what's new about this show is the players can come on and they don't have to be afraid. That's what I hear from the players all the time. It's a safe place. We allow them to tell their story because they never know who's pulling the strings in those other media organizations. And is the teams pulling the string? And if I say this, am I going to be blackballed? They don't got to worry about it. So for Henry, he got on a stage 1 year ago and told the story why he left Saskatchewan. I said, Hank, nobody cares anymore. It's been 14 years. You waited too long, which is also too fine. But nobody cares. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says Fajardo was trying to make a bundle off Rider fans this offseason. Not sure it worked with COVID. What are you talking about? Because you can pay for videos with Cody on Cameo or me on Buzz Show, which, by the way, I just had one come in here. Newsflash. If there are no games, Cody Fajardo is not being paid. Nor is Bo Levi. Nor is Shaq Evans. Nor is Mark and Michelle. Any of these players. So Fajardo's trying to make a bundle off Rider fans this offseason? What a stupid ass thing to say. That really is. For trying to make a living?
Yeah.
He's not being paid, dude. Are you? The players are not being looked after by the government. I'm not talking about the teams.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they're not.
No.
They're independent contractors too, working on contracts.
Yeah, I would think so. And I'm sure there'll be some funding from the government for the players. They'll be eligible if they're not going to get paid.
Hey, stop. Hang on.
But
Jeff, the Stamps fan, Cody will do public appearances for money. It was on his website. Yeah, so will I. I'm teetering on calling you an asshole, to be perfectly honest with you. Time is the most valuable resource that we have. I'm not talking about becoming a Rider fan because Jeff Fairholm came out to my high school to talk to us. I have long said if he was being paid to come out, so what? Why should he have to come out for free?
Worth it.
What an absolutely jerk thing to say. Oh, he'll come out and do a public appearance for money. Why would he do it for nothing? It's his time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, let's go see if your precious Bo will come out and talk to you for free, which I'm sure would probably get you wet. Clark is laughing so hard over there, he's shaking. And so his whole table's shaking over there. We're shutting him down.
I wish, yeah. Clark's getting, I think it's a mixture of like nerves and laughter. And
Maggie writes in, hot damn, just tuned in and holy crap. Jeff Stamps, you need to exit. Clark's dad, attaboy Rod. Jason in Red Deer writes in, Jeff teetering on being suspended. No. We appreciate the idiocy. It gives us fodder. Tank, it's called a professional athlete platform. Exactly. Why should they be expected to come out and speak to you for free? What are you doing on your free time? Stacy Mollican writes in, very Calgary-ish. It is. I'm sorry. I don't think this Calgary thing is going to work.
Sorry. I tried. I honestly tried. It's not going to work. I know.
Trying to make money off Rider fans. Hey, dude, I've been doing it for 23 years.
They all have. Everybody.
Everybody has.
In the game. And it's not going to, obviously, there is no public appearances with COVID, so it's not happening. But
yeah. Brian, the Lions fan. Hey, Jeff, if you don't like it, simple. Don't pay. There's people that will. Rob Johnston writes in. He says, wow, just got here. Feel like I'm walking into an inferno. Okay, Dijon Brissett of the Argos. Listen, we're not normally this heated, Dijon. We'll be talking Argo football when we come back with the number two overall pick in the CFL draft. Maybe it's a break's best for everybody. It's the Rod. Stop. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We're pausing the discussion earlier there with Jeff, the Stampeders fan. We're pausing it. We're coming back on to it. But it's kind of been another CFL day. We've had the studs on Jorgen Hughes, Riders long snapper, Shamad Chambers, six-year CFL veteran, currently a free agent. And we're continuing that list. Dijon Brissett joins us. Number two overall pick of the Toronto Argonauts, wide receiver out of Virginia, joins us today on video chat. It's probably afternoon where he is. How you doing, Dijon?
I'm well. Staying safe. How about you?
Good. Well, we're all trying to do that. I'm trying to keep my heart rate low. I apologize for anything you might have seen just before we went to the commercial break there. But Stampeders fans get me a little wound up. How has your life changed since going number two overall in the CFL draft less than a week ago?
I would say just the level of excitement and anticipation has been crazy. You know, my family's super excited. I'm super excited. And, you know, everybody's just waiting for the next steps. And I would say I am too. So,
you know, just anticipation is increased for sure.
Well, that's the really tough part. You get all excited. We all did for the draft. And then, boom, we're in this holding pattern. But everybody's in the same boat. And obviously, you understand that. But please take me through Thursday night, if you don't mind, how you were following the CFL draft and what your reaction was when you saw that the Argos called your name.
Yeah, so it was just, you know, my family was in the living room and we were watching it. The first overall pick went and then Toronto came. We were kind of hoping, you know, that my name would be called. And then Pinball called my phone and that's when I knew that they were going to pick me. And everybody was, you know, before they even made the announcement on TV, everybody was already excited because they knew who had called me. And, you know, my sister made a cake. My brother was there recording and it was just, you know, everybody was just, you know, going crazy.
That is absolutely the way it's supposed to be. And for those that don't know, 6'1", 195, your high school, Lake Forest Academy, and played at Virginia. Can you talk a little bit about your collegiate career and what you think made the Argos want to take you so high?
Yeah, I think for sure my film at the University of Richmond is what set me apart. I had a really good 2017 season with Kyle Loletta as a quarterback. Me and him had a good rhythm. I had some good return yards and punt in 2016, some good kickoff yards in 2018 before I got hurt. And I really think just the, you know, that film kind of showed that I'm a versatile guy. My speed, my return ability, and all that, that's probably what, you know, interested the Argos for sure. And then I think me being from here as well was another just cherry on top that I think they were interested in.
That is a cherry on top for them and for you. But what you're telling me is you can do everything. Am I right in saying that?
You are. You are correct. Yes, sir.
What are your other sports? Or do you have any other sports?
Oh, yeah. Huge basketball guy. Grew up playing basketball, play above the rim. All I did was shoot threes and dunk. Probably why I didn't have any D1 offers. But very athletic. I did track as well. 2-time Austin champ and triple jump in high school back to back. I played some soccer, played some volleyball in middle school. You know, I did a little bit of everything.
From one of our viewers, Nelson has a question for you, Dijon. He says, what's that like having a phone call from Pinball? How excited is he for you in that moment? And what does he tell you?
Yeah, he's always super excited. He was juiced up. He sounded like one of those, you know, boxer announcers when he called me. He asked me if I was healthy and if I'm ready to be drafted. And it was just like, I had a huge smile on my face, kind of like how I do right now. It was a great moment, especially coming from him.
The man with a golden watt smile. And I, as a matter of fact, I love the fact that people think Pinball can't turn this around in Toronto because he's never been a GM before. You now know Pinball. I've known him 20-some years. He has been a success at everything he's ever done. This will be no different. And I just can't wait to see the Argos, quite frankly, because John Murphy's a good friend of mine, too, the assistant GM. You probably talked to Murph. Mm-hmm. He's a beauty, too. But I got to ask you this. You mentioned basketball. Nowhere on your Virginia sports profile website does it mention your brother playing for the Raptors. Was he purposely left off, or what's the story there?
I don't know why. Are you talking about UVA?
Yeah.
If you look at my Richmond one, because I spent 4 years there, they probably have that. But UVA, I was there for such a short amount of time that they probably didn't even, you know, everybody knows, but they probably didn't look that far into it. I don't know why, but.
Well, I tell you what, from a cross-marketing thing to have you two guys playing both under the MLSE umbrella, it's gold. You couldn't buy something like that. Tell me about your brother and what your relationship's like with him and how this is going to work moving forward.
Yeah, my brother's amazing. I mean, he's been inspiring me since we were kids. When he went away to Las Vegas, Finley Prep High School, I was in Illinois. He ended up committing to Syracuse, and that was huge for our family because it's close, and I've just always, every chance I get, I'm watching his games, you know, whether it's on ESPN or I find a little link on Reddit, I'm watching his games. And then getting signed by the Raptors was huge for our family as well. And another inspiration for me, you know, so just him doing this thing has always pushed me to do mine. So, and now that we're in the same city, it's been a while since we've ever been in the same city. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to push each other, even though we're not on the same, you know, field of play. we're going to, you know, through our competitive nature, we're just going to push each other and encourage each other and be there for each other. And I can't wait for that.
Guys, I've got it. They're like the Toronto Getzlaffs. Ryan Getzlaff plays for the Anaheim Ducks. Chris Getzlaff played for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It was a beautiful thing. And I'm looking here, son of Bernard Brissette and Makeitha McFarland. Tell me how excited they are to have both their boys in the city and playing for the Raptors and the Argos. Like,
yeah, they're overly excited. And, you know, it's crazy. I was talking to my mom, and I'm going to get her one of those jerseys that split down the middle. Argos on this side, Raptors on this side, you know, same thing for my dad. Artwork, you know, all that stuff for them. Mother's Day's coming up, so I shouldn't say that too loud. I don't know if she heard me, but we're gonna get something for her, yeah. And it's going to be, you know, I can't wait to. I haven't played in front of them in a long time. So, you know, for us to be in the same city, it's just going to be, you know, you can't even really put it into words, you know.
How many of your family typically goes to a Raptors game? And the reason I ask is how many can the Argos expect from the Brissette family will come to BMO Field for home games to watch you?
Man, BMO Field can expect a lot of Brissettes in the stands for sure. You know, whenever, so it's hard for my brother to get tickets to the Raptors games, but for the 905, the G League team, it's almost unlimited, and they'll show up 20, 30 deep to those. So for the Argos games, I don't know how it's going to work, but you know, once I find out, I'm definitely going to make sure everybody who wants to come can come, and it's going to be a lot of Brissette family in there for sure. Screaming,
I love it,
going crazy.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see you on the field. The Argos have always been my number two team behind Saskatchewan. You might make it my number one team. I don't know, man. I'm excited to see you out there. I appreciate the time, and good luck. Stay safe, and hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Dejan Brissette of the Toronto Argonauts joining us, and just made me more of a Raptors fan, too.
Oh, yeah. And an Argo
fan. You get a very positive vibe off that guy.
I love people like that. Like, that's... The Argos got to get that guy as much as they got to get Pinball in front of the media. It's that guy, too. And you can see, right, Pinball starting to build a culture.
Oh, yeah.
He's starting to build an identity with the Argos, and it's going to be a team that's going to be hard not to like.
I was thinking about this morning... Couple things before we break and come back for overtime. And don't worry, we're not done with Jeff the Stamps fan yet. We're going to burn him to the ground. Don't worry. There's lots to watch. But I was thinking about this morning. One, this has turned into a full-scale reno of our house. And we're probably going to put in a steam room. And we're going to Bronco Plumbing and Heating to do that. One of our show sponsors. Because I can't. It's been 54 days since I've had a steam at the gym. When I shave in the shower, my face flakes off.
Right.
You're having that too?
The pores open up and it's easy to shave. It's the best shave
ever. Just not used to not having the steam. I need it.
Yeah.
And I've said with my wife, I mentioned this yesterday, we're going to be here a long time. Why not pay to get the good stuff?
Yeah.
Because we're going to use it every day. And she agrees. But we don't have that right now. We don't have a steam. So I'm in the shower and I'm just hacking my face, you know, for like a butcher shop. And I'm thinking about how much football changed me. Because growing up on the farm, in a hockey family, working in hockey for a long time, and then just being dropped into pro football, like right in the deep end, having to sort out this culture, it's so different from hockey. It's night and day. It changed me. I'm not saying for the better or for the worse, but it definitely changed me. And this is the way football guys are. I mentioned it with Shamad Chambers earlier. He holds out. Everybody in the league's like, who the hell does he think he is? Now with Pinball taking over the Argos. I mean, I love Pinball. Anybody who knows him loves him. The football guys. What's he ever done? You know what I mean? Like, oh, he goes and hires Dinwiddie? What's he ever done? He's too cocky. He's too arrogant. Pinball can't do this. That's the way they are.
Yeah.
And it just drives me nuts. Why can't you support each other? But that's why it just burns. I want the Argos to do so well. I want Pinball to do great. I want Murph to do great. I want Dinwiddie to do great. And now this guy. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
That's just the way that they are. And I think it's football in general, not just CFL.
Yeah.
But I just hear it so much. And then I kind of transferred that over to hockey because I was really just one of those Canadian hockey guys. And then I transferred that brash, bold into the what I was doing on the air, and all of a sudden, boom, it was just blew people's minds.
Well, people have trouble with that.
We're going to be number one.
Yeah. But it's hard because you get guys who are just feel like they're slaving away, you know, at the keyboard and at the desk and at the office and for years and years, and they're putting in all this great work and they're just wearing the company flag to the end of time. And then all of a sudden somebody rolls in and just right up to the top because they're a star. What have they ever done? I've been here for 40 years.
Maybe there's a reason.
But there's a reason. Like, yeah, you got to be able to accept the situation for what it is. And that's a real hard thing to do.
Okay. Lace up the boxing gloves. Jeff in Calgary has written in and said, so you and Rider fans can say anything about Bo Levi, but I make an absolutely true statement about Cody, and suddenly I'm out of line. Yep. That's how it works. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall, we're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back. It's the overtime segment, everybody. Proudly presented by Emerald Water. Got a lot of things to get to here. Ken Stelmach, he joined us late. Man, this is like my old show. You got to get in when we go on the air, and you got to stay in for a couple of hours, or you're going to miss a lot.
Oh, don't leave the party early.
Brian from the BC Lions Den podcast from Vancouver says, Jeff, you're not being ripped because what you said wasn't factual. It was just plain stupid. And for those that missed it, Jeff Stamps, who's operating under a burner account, which, by the way, I don't have a problem with at all. If that's what it's going to take for you to watch this show and you don't want to identify yourself, but it means that's what it's going to take for you to watch, do it. But if you can't identify yourself and you're going to sit there and throw bombs, it means you have no balls. I sit and stand behind every single thing that I say every day. You're looking at me and my name's on it. You can't even put your name on this stuff. That's a whole other topic. It's not just him. That's society in general. So I'm going to read some of these text messages here. They refer to what Jeff had said. And one was he has a problem with Cody Fajardo charging for personal appearances. That's a matter of perspective right there. For years, I wrestled with that. Oh, you owe it to the community. Oh, you need to give back. Oh, you need to do this. Really? Because I've talked with so many older broadcasters, so many older players. Everybody wants a piece of you when you're on top, but when you're down and you're kicked out with the trash, because that's how it ends, nobody's standing there to support you. Nobody's standing there to pay your bills. That will probably all go in my book, but your time is the most valuable resource that we have. And if you're giving it away for free, I'm sorry, it's not a very good sustainable business plan. And if you have a problem with somebody charging, that is your problem. Leonard writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line and says, from Leonard, I am afraid to speak my mind on your show, Mr. Peterson, LOL. Good. Because that's one thing I've noticed over the last while. My thoughts on the CFL getting funding from the government, or my thoughts on coronavirus, I haven't had one negative backlash. You know they're thinking it, but nobody's saying it.
Yeah.
Because they know I'll rip their throat out. So now they don't say anything. I wish there would be more hate, to be honest with you, than I know that we're, you know, they're listening. But they are listening. They're just not saying anything. It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. Well, you don't give them the chance to... You know, we all want the expectations and we're all sitting here in limbo. It's the same thing with that. It's just like your mom, right? You better get to bed or I'll come up there and you don't want to see me. You don't know exact. Does it mean I'm like you're coming up with a spoon? You're coming up to yell at me? You're coming up. You don't know.
To beat me?
If you're going to get a timeout. Now you can weigh the pros and cons. Am I okay with that or not okay with that? But in this, when it's open-ended and there's no set punishment, they think the worst. Your mind goes to dark places. Like, what is Rod going to do if I disagree? And it's pretty good.
Clark's dad, Rod watching, he says, it's just getting better every minute. Thank you, Rod. Nelson writes in, rule of business, give very little or nothing away for free. I'll say it again with my 20 years as voice of the Rough Riders, 17 years in the Western Hockey League. I was doing a lot of stuff for free. You know who suffered? Not me, my family. They were home without me, and I'm out doing stuff for free. And you got people telling you, oh, it's part of your job. Oh, you owe it to the community. No, because when I needed the community, quite frankly, they weren't there. I'm the business. You're the business. You're the business. I'm sorry. It's the way that it is.
And you don't give it away for free. I mean, Cody gives a lot away for free.
Oh, yeah.
Every time
you got to pick and choose. You can't give everything away for free.
He goes to the church, goes to the community, you know, little function. He does all these things, and he does it for free. He gives autographs away. But when you're hiring him to speak or to be the entertainment or to be the reason why people are showing up, it's not free.
Rob Hunt writes in and says, I disagree. Good for you, Rob. Go start your own show. Ken in Saskatoon writes in, Prairie Mobile text line, good job, Rod. Wonderful guests once again. As long as Jeff Stamps continues to comment, there will always be material to fill a whole show. Our poll question today is, who deserves federal funding more, the CFL or the CBC? I don't need to tell you, it's like 80% plus favors the CFL. Clearly, look who our audience is. But that's not our fault. That's what the poll question is. Jer writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line and says, forget CBC CFL funding. The Rod Peterson Show deserves more funding. It's an essential service. Well, I would agree. Up until the weekend, the government never even saw mental health as an essential service, to be honest with you. Now they are, and they've announced $240 million to virtual online mental health support. But entertainment, mental health, things that are going to keep us sane, wasn't as important as physical health. I get it. But I'm not sitting here pissing and moaning that I, as an entity, by the way, don't qualify for federal funding. I've been over this multiple times. So back to, where is the community filled in my bank account? Oh, you owe it. Jeff, oh. I'm not going down the road anymore with Bo and the Calgary thing. Jeff says, to attack a class act like Bo Levi is equally wrong. A class act? Ask Duran if he's a class act. Bo, Twitter trolling Duran bullying him, who turned around and shoved it down his throat and can't get over it. And I just called the action and said, Bo Levi, shut your mouth. I'm just sitting there as the broadcaster. Quite frankly, an innocent bystander, if you want to get right down to it. And then Huff's got to tell him to get off Twitter because it's affecting his game. So you can stand behind Bo and do whatever you want, but come on. You're changing history is what it is. You're forgetting fuzzy with the details. Oh, and lastly, because Clark wants us to get off the air. You don't need to say anything. You're like my wife. I can tell the looks on your face. You don't need to say anything. I say it to her all the time.
You said it without saying it.
Right. There are 10 teams in the Korean Baseball League. I'm asking you to pick one. Your rooting interest. Clark's cheering for the... You never decided. You wanted to think... The Bears. Because I wrote it all down.
Yeah.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith's going with the Twins. Darren's cheering for the Eagles. I'm cheering for the Wyverns. It's a Korean dragon, if you don't know.
Duh.
Doesn't everybody know what a Wyvern is? Has Jordan picked a... The Wiz? Ha ha! Of course he picks the Wiz. Yeah. Jordan Blodgett, director Jordan. And anonymous texter writes in and says, go Wiz. That sounds wrong. Have a good day, gentlemen. So pick your team. We'll talk about tonight's games tomorrow on the show, plus episode 6 of The Last Dance. Vote on our Rockstar Supply Chain's Rockstar of the Day. Your options, Jorgen Hughes, Dejan Brissett, Shamad Chambers, Kelly Rumpel, or maybe me. Man, it feels good to get this stuff off my chest today. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it to you. Price, quality, service. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. And we had Darnell and Roxanne. Roxanne and Darnell, Rockstar. In here before the show on the sponsored couch. They were enjoying it. They were showing off the Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions Rockstar of the Day hat, which will be awarded to the winner each day. John Lynch has a virtual lock on it. And here's an interesting comment I got from my buddy Marv. Batty in Assiniboia, farmer down there. Caught your daily report on our radio station down here this morning. Sounding good. We're taking over the world. And they don't even know. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.